This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The Earth is warming faster and faster all the time. That's the conclusion released today of the UN panel of climate experts who won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. They issued their most comprehensive report yet on climate change at a conference in Valencia, Spain. Reporter Jerome Sokolowski is covering the conference, and he joins me now. Jerome, can you just sum up the main points of the report by the panel?
Hello, Andrea. I can. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued not only its most comprehensive report yet, but its strongest worded report, saying that the Earth is warming, that there's unequivocal proof of that, that it's warming faster than we thought, and that that's likely to cause some extreme weather events like floods, inundation of islands, and things like that. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon came here to close the one-week meeting. He said he came here from visits to Antarctica and the Brazilian rainforest, where he saw global warming already happening, and he compared it to a science fiction movie, but said it was all the more terrifying because it's really happening. He said that the threat of global warming, of these extreme weather events, will be the most grave to those who are already in a vulnerable position in developing countries or poor people in rich countries.
Melting glaciers will trigger mountain floods and lead to water shortages in Southeast Asia and South America. Rising sea levels could inundate small island developing states. Reduced rainfall will aggravate water and food insecurity in Africa.
Jerome, that sounds pretty dire. Did the panel make any recommendations?
No, it didn't make recommendations. The aim of this report is to synthesize the available knowledge on climate change and to spell out some scenarios if increasing emissions continue or if they're stabilized a bit. They estimate that with a 2-degree increase in temperature, there would be an extinction of 30% of animal species. If that increase were 3 degrees, we would talk about millions of people being subjected to floods, and at the same time, 30% of wetlands would be lost. One of the positive things in this report is that it shouldn't cost all that much to counteract global warming or to reduce it. They're saying that it could cost as little as 0.1% of global GDP to have an adequate response to climate change.
So what happens now? Where does the report go next?
Well, now in a couple of weeks, the report will be presented to the climate change conference that will be held in Bali, Indonesia, with thousands of people attending, including lots of political leaders. The aim there is to find a replacement for the Kyoto Protocol that was agreed back in 1997. If you recall, that protocol called for a 5% reduction in greenhouse gases from 1990 levels, and that protocol expires in 2012. Now, the U.S. and China were not part of that protocol, are not bound by it. A lot of countries haven't even met that 5% reduction. But this report should be quite influential there, given that this panel got the Nobel Peace Prize and is picking it up in the coming weeks as well.
Jerome Sokolowski in Valencia, Spain. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Andrea.